This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Let us review for just a moment here the progression of the Sino-American trade war. Earlier this year, the United States put tariffs on solar panels and dishwashers from China and other countries, to be sure. Then it was steel and aluminum, also China and other countries. Now, though, thanks to the Trump administration's focus on Beijing, it is taxing fully half of everything that we buy from China. All of that has led to retaliatory tariffs from China and other countries on our exports, agriculture mostly. The whole thing happened so fast, you might reasonably conclude we could get out of it just as fast. But as Marketplace's Scott Tong reports, game theory suggests otherwise.
Game theory is a way scientists and mathematicians think about human behavior and interaction. What should I do based on what you do? Should I trust you? And what do I do if you break that trust? Before this trade war, the U.S. and China had some trust. Both were members of a free trade club known as the World Trade Organization. And then trust broke down. Trade professor Jennifer Hillman at Georgetown Law says a decade ago, Beijing began requiring U.S. companies there to hand over their secrets.
Their forced technology transfer violates the commitments China made when it joined the WTO, that its level of IP theft is a violation of the intellectual property provisions.
Washington, meanwhile, broke trust by taxing Chinese imports this year.
Under the WTO rules, the United States is not allowed to unilaterally just ratchet up the tariffs on China.
Game theory suggests a couple things. One is, it's hard to establish trust when it's broken. And two, a trade war is actually a rational thing for countries to do. It's in their self-interest. Here's how. NYU business prof Arun Sundararajan says the U.S. interest is to tax Chinese imports, whether Beijing responds or not. Either way, Washington makes money.
If China imposes tariffs, the U.S.'s best response is to say, well, we're going to tax your imports as well. If China doesn't, then the best response of the U.S. is also to say, well, you know, they're not doing anything. Let me sort of collect from them.
Now, if you think game theory is just a theory, you're taking on Nobel economist John Nash. He helped to develop this. Nash entered the popular imagination in 2001 when Russell Crowe played him in the movie A Beautiful Mind.
Find a truly original idea. That's the only way I'll ever distinguish myself. It's the only way that I'll ever...
Massive.
He came up with something called the Nash Equilibrium, which suggests that a trade war of self-interest is actually the norm and that cooperation and free trade is the exception.
Both countries imposing tariffs is the Nash Equilibrium of the game.
To Sundararajan, this means a trade war could go on a while, as in 10 years. Now, game theory does allow for things to get shaken up, but it takes something dramatic to disrupt things, say, political change.
Could be the election of a new president in the United States. Now, that unfortunately has to be coupled with a similar willingness to negotiate on China's part.
Or outside parties, say other countries or the WTO, could bring the U.S. and China together and create space for trust, says Jennifer Hillman at Georgetown Law. They could say, listen, here's a new trade agreement that takes away tariffs, provides new customers for your exports, and outside third parties will be the free trade police.
So it's giving a little bit of political cover to China to say we need to make these reforms in order to remain a member in good standing of the WTO. We need to do these reforms.
And it provides political cover for D.C. as well. Someone else made me do this. But she agrees with Sundararajan that a sudden outbreak of trust is not imminent, and that this trade war, as game theory suggests, could go on a while. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.